And coming up, we've got Tim's random fact of the week.
Yes, I do have a random fact this week, which is the name of the person who's done the most environmental damage on this planet anywhere in the history of the universe
ever. The most
ever.
Environmental damage. Wow.
Yes.
Catherine's been sneakily trying to catch a look.
Yes.
But it's almost all going to be invited. We're being joined in the studio by Patrick, just in time to hear the random fact of the week. Drum roll.
Or something like that. Yes, actually awarded by the scientific community the title of the human being to do the most damage to the environment is a man named Thomas Midgley Jr.
Midgley, what have you been doing?
And lived from 1889 to 1944, and you may not know his name, in fact you probably don't, but he was the man who introduced tetraethyl lead in 1921 while working at General Motors to reduce knocking in engines. And in case you don't know, that's leaded petrol, which was just spread into the atmosphere by this, you know, being burned, and caused massive health damage and also fell into the water, causing environmental damage as well. And then his next project was to create a non-toxic and safe coolant for fridges, which previously had been either toxic or explosive. And so he got thinking and created dichlorodifluoromethane, or Freon, which is chlorofluorocarbon, which CFC used in fridges, aerosol sprays, cars, a whole bunch of other things, and causes that massive nice hole in the ozone layer we're all so proud of.
Goodness me.
Yes. Managed to destroy a huge chunk of the ozone, protecting our planet from ultraviolet radiation at the same time as spreading lead across the surface and into the atmosphere. And I think, you know, deserves somewhat of a round of applause for somehow managing to create such damaging things. You'd think he just woke up one morning and go, how can I hurt the Earth today? He was actually, he also managed to hurt himself in this way when he became very sick from lead poisoning from working with organic lead when he was working at General Motors, and he developed polio eventually, not as a result of lead, I don't think, but he created a device for lifting himself out of bed so that he could continue working, and one day it malfunctioned and he managed to strangle himself. which he managed to destroy the planet, kill a lot of people with lead poisoning, and accidentally kill himself crazy inventions. Otherwise, a very nice, well-meaning person who just wanted to make the world a better place.
I have heard he was a very snappy dresser.
Yeah.
I think he was all bad.
No, he's
all bad.
He was
poor old Migsy. He just wanted to invent things. Never did he know.